通常我们在教会里面很少听见。
Normally we seldom hear this in the church.
大多数我们听见是重生跟得救。
We mostly heard of being born again or to be saved.
其实一个得救的人就是一个重生的人。
One who is saved is also one who is born again.
一个重生的人也就是一个称义的人。
And one who is born again is also the one being justified.
这是一件是从三方面用三种不同的角度来看。
This is one thing looking at from three different points of view.
一个重生的人是他的生命改变。
One who is born again, his life changes.
他有从神来的生命。
And it's a new life that comes from God.
一个得救的人是他从罪恶中、从灭亡的光景中间被救出来。
One who is saved is that because he has been delivered from death.
而一个称义的人就是在神面前，神宣告他没有罪，而且神看他做义人。
And the one who is righteous or justified because God has proclaimed him righteous and acknowledged him as without sin.
称义是必要的。
Justification is necessary.
在罗马书第三章二十三节是世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In Romans 3:23, it says that since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
但是我们先明白这个称义的意思。
We must first understand the meaning of justification.
那是根据法律，这是可以说是一种法庭的说法。
It is an expression in the court.
那是神在他的法律的范围里面宣布我们没有罪。
And it's God under his law who claimed that we are not guilty.
神看我们为义人。
And God look upon us as a righteous one.
称义和赦免不一样。
So justified is not is different from being forgiven.
所以一个受被称义的人，被称为义的人，他也蒙赦免。
One who is justified will also be forgiven.
所谓赦免，就是为了过去一切的罪，信主之前的一切罪，神赦免我们。
To be forgiven refers to the fact that all the sins that we have committed before we are saved are being forgiven.
好像我们一个欠债的人，我们欠神的债，神一笔勾销。
As if we are a debtor to God, and He write it up.
那这是赦免。
This is forgiveness.
但如果我们欠神很多的债，那么神给我们一笔勾销啊，我们还是没有办法啊，可以生活下去。
If we owe God a great deal, and He forgive us, but still we cannot live on.
我们还要欠债。
We will still be indebted.
所以这个称义是比赦免再进一步。
But justification goes one step further.
他不但是赦免你，而且给你一个义人的地位，你可以靠着主耶稣来生活下去。
God does not only forgive us, but He gives us the position of a righteous person, so that by the grace of the Lord Jesus, we can continue to live.
另外一方面，我们也可以说称义就是定罪的反面。
On the other hand, we can think of justification as the opposite of condemnation.
在法庭里面，如果不是定罪，就是称义。
In the court, one is either justified or condemned.
那神在基督里面不定我们的罪，神就称我们为义。
If God does not condemn us in the Lord Jesus Christ, then He justified us.
那么就是说，我们就没有失去了在神国中的公民的权。
And this is to say that we have not lost the citizenship in the kingdom of God.
那么我们的身份跟我们的地位就是站在神公民的地位上。
And so our position will be that of a citizen of God.
所以在保罗书信里面，这个称义也是一件很重要的事。
In the letters written by Paul, justification is a very important matter.
他借着法律来告诉我们，我们在神面前因着耶稣基督有一个法律上的一个正式合法的地位。
And through the law, he explained to us that by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a normal and a proper position before God.
那么神为了耶稣基督就称我们为义。
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, God justified.
因为神的要求在耶稣基督身上得到满足。
Because the demand of God is fulfilled in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么两个国家在那里宣战。
When there are two countries proclaiming war to each other.
到停战的时候，他们需要来一个合约。
At the end of the war, they ought to have an agreement.
那这个称义啊，就是一个合约的手续。
And the justification is like a process of making such an agreement.
这是比喻的，圣经不是这样讲吗？
Of course, this is just a way of explaining.
所以在这个罗马书第五章说，我们既然因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合。
And so from chapter 5 in Romans, Paul writes, therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
从前我们是神的仇敌。
Before we were enemies of God.
现在已经称义了。
And now we have been justified.
称义了，我们就可以与神和好。
And once we are justified, we are made peace with God.
神就不再把他的愤怒啊放到我们的身上来。
And the wrath of God will not be upon us anymore.
不再是仇敌，现在是儿女了。
We are not enemies anymore, but rather children.
那是称义的一种很重要的意思。
That's a very important meaning of justification.
好，我们讲到称义是必要的。
We also mentioned that it is necessary to be justified.
因为从第一章十八节到第三章二十节，保罗都证明了世界上的人都犯了罪。
Because from chapter 1 verse 18 to chapter 3 verse 20, Paul proved to us that all men have sinned.
那个亏欠了神的荣耀可以有两种的解释。
There may be two explanations or interpretations to falling short of the glory of God.
这两种其中一种是可取的。
And one of these, we can accept it.
第一，我们亏缺神的荣耀是说我们应该给神的荣耀，我们反倒羞辱他。
First of all, we may say that the glory that is due to God, we fall short.
第二就是说我们亏缺神的荣耀，也就是我们有神的形象，现在我们那个神的形象是失去了光彩。
Secondly, we were created in the image of God, and yet this image of God in us has been dimmed.
我个人比较欢喜第一种的解释法。
I prefer the first interpretation.
那么好，我们从第一章来看。
Let us look back to chapter 1.
你十八节说，神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
Verse 18, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of men, who by their wickedness suppress the truth.
那人类需要福音，就是因为人类都犯了罪。
Man needs gospel because man has sinned.
人类就成为不虔不义和抵挡真理的人。
And all men have become ungodly and wicked, those who oppose the truth.
那十九节就说，讲到神的事情，人能够知道的，已经显明在人的心里。神已经给他们显明。
And then verse 19, For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them.
二十节就讲得更进一步说，从创造天地以来，神的生命、神能、永能和神性是明明可知的。虽然是眼不见、不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Verse 20 goes one step further and says that ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature, namely his eternal power and deity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse.
这里就告诉我们，神所给的那个自然的启示是可以让他们无可推诿的。
Here it clearly tells us the revelation that God has given us through nature, we can see it so that there is no excuse.
可以说每一种的民族都有一种神的观念在他们的心灵里面。
All nations have a concept of God in their heart.
第一是从这个神所造的万物可以知道有一位神。
They come first of all from the creation of God.
第二是从人的宗教心来看有一位神。
Secondly, from their own idea of religion.
但是这个自然的启示不能够带领他们得救。
But such a natural revelation cannot lead them to salvation.
但是他们就不应该把一位永生的神荣耀的神变成偶像。
But they should not change this eternal God into an idol.
使得保罗在这里在圣灵的灵感之下，他认为人的犯罪是先对神有错误的看法。
And Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he tells us that man sinned because, first of all, we have a wrong idea of God.
我想我们能够承认圣经有这样的意思，人对神的观念如果错了，他的人生全盘都错。
I think the scripture tells us that if we have a wrong concept of God, then his entire life will be in the wrong.
就是这样，所以耶稣基督需要道成肉身，现身说道。不是说法。
Because of that, the Lord Jesus was the Word to become flesh, so that He can tell us.
那么他来，也就是要让我们得到称义。
And He came that we may be justified.
还有就是说，人就敬拜 人就否认有一位神。
And then it tells us that then man reject, refuse that there is God.
否认他们在心里面所觉得的那一位神。
They refuse to accept the one that they have in their heart.
否认自然界所给我们的一种的提示，说有一位神。
They also refuse the revelation that comes through nature.
那么结果就是他们为自己造一个神出来。
And the result was they create their own God.
啊，如果不是偶像是神啊，就是他自己是神。
So whether the idol becomes his God or him himself becomes his God.
所以有人拍拍胸膛说，我就靠我自己。
So someone would say, I depend on myself.
那很多人把他自己当作神。
Many look upon himself as
God. 那结果呢，就是说他们要照自己的意思来做，来拜一位他们自己认为他们是对的神。
And the outcome is they would do it according to their own way to worship a God that they think it is the right one.
无论是造偶像来拜，或者是以自己为神的，都是以人为中心的。
Whether it's creating an idol or worshiping himself, this is all self-centered.
所以人文主义啊，并不是后来啊，这是在那个该隐的时代已经有了。
And so humanism really exists at the time of Cain.
而亚当就是走上人文主义才跌倒的。
Adam fell because he walked his path.
我希望这样讲不会太过分。
I hope this is not a too extreme way.
那么这样一来了，人看以自己为中心。
When man is self-centered,
只求自己的益处。
He only seeks his own gain.
只偏行自己的路。
And he walks his own path.
那就是因为他们先拒绝神。
And this is because first of all they refused God.
一个拒绝神来自己造神的一个人呢、啊？他的结果就是犯罪、放纵情欲和各种的恶毒。
And so the natural outcome of someone that who refuses God and create his own God is to fall into sin.
啊，好了，那在这世界上有一个民族是犹太人。
And then there is a nation of the Jewish nation.
犹太人怎么办呢
？What about the Jews？
使徒保罗在第二章、第三章里面就说犹太人也没有强过什么样。
In chapter 2 and chapter 3, Paul tells us that the Jews are not any better.
他们是比别人强一点，但是都不能够叫他们得救。
Even though they may be a little better than the others, but still they cannot be saved.
啊，他们犹太人有他们的律法。
The Jews have their laws.
那是一种特别的启示的一步。
It is part of a special revelation.
但是他们也失败。
But then they failed.
什么样？为什么会失败呢
？Why is it that they failed?
因为他们不明白律法的精义。
But they did not understand the spirit of the law.
啊，律法上的精义是神，是他们的生命。
The spirit of the Lord is that God is their life.
请大家看《生命记》三十章二十节。
We turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记三十章二十节。
Verse 20.
且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命。
Loving the Lord your God by obeying him his voice and behold holding fast to him for This is your life.
他们所以失败是不明白神是他们生命，想要靠立自己的义。
They failed because they did not realize God is their life. They want to depend on their own righteousness.
他们就根据着律法上的字面的意思去推敲，去造出很多的律法来。
So according to the words of the law, they're trying to find out and create for themselves many other laws.
他们把摩西的律法，就分成三十九条，每三十九条再有三十九小条。
They divide the law of Moses into 39 items, and then within each item there are 39 more lists.
一共1521条。
Altogether 1,500.
其实那不是律法上的精义。
But that's not the spirit of the law.
就比方说安息日啊，连这个鞋带松了要结结都是不对，都是犯安息日的。
For example, on the Sabbath you cannot.Tied your shoelace if they have been loosened.
衣服上有灰尘，打一打都是干犯安息日的。
If you have a dust on your coat and you try to pack the dust, you sin against the Sabbath.
那他们这是转到牛角尖里面去了。
And so they are pushing themselves into a dead corner.
保罗说他们不按照真知识来遵行律法。
Paul said that they did not follow the law according to true knowledge.
他们就跌在自己的那个绊脚石上面。
And so they fell on their own stumbling block.
因此，我全世界的人都犯罪。
And so they all men have sinned.
犹太人也不能够得救。
And the Jews too could not be saved.
因为他们是靠律法，他们永远不得称义。
Because by the law, no one can be justified.
所以这个称义的必要，就是因为人如果没有称义，人还是站在仇敌的地位。
And so justification is necessary; otherwise, one is still enemy to God.
人如果不是称义，人与神的关系还是没有弄好的。
If a man is not justified, he cannot be reconciled to God.
人如果没有称义，人没有资格来到神面前呼求。
And if man is not justified, he cannot be qualified to come before God to cry to him.
那现在主给我们这样的权利，我们倒很少来到他面前，实在是很不应该的。
But now the Lord has given us such privilege, and yet very seldom do we come before him.
称义是必要的。
Justification is necessary.
这一段经文所告诉我们。
This is what this passage tells us.
而且说称义是有根据的。
And that justification has its source.
所谓根据啊，就是。圣经上的根据。
This is a scriptural basis.
这不是保罗自作聪明的一种发明。
This is not a discovery or an invention of Paul.
是神给他的一种荣耀的启示。
But rather, it's a glorious revelation that comes from God.
罗马第三章二十一节。
If we turn to Romans chapter 3 verse 21.
但是如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来。
But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law.
有律法和先知为证。
Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it.
在律法和先知是指着旧约的圣经。
The law and the prophets refer to the Old Testament.
律法这个名词在新约里面是很广的。
The term law in the New Testament is a very general term.
诗篇上有一句话说，他们都得到神的教训。
There is such a verse in the Psalms that they all receive the teaching of God.
在约翰第十章那边，主耶稣说：“你们的律法上这样说。”
And then in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "In your law it says."
啊，那么这个以赛亚有一段圣经讲到主用方言来对付那个没有信的人。
And in the Book of Isaiah, it tells that God used a new language to treat those who do not believe.
不是没信，不信的人。
Those who refuse to believe.
那么那边也是说是律法上讲的。
And then it also refers to this comes from the law.
所以新约的眼光来看，新约的亮光来看，律法是包括全部旧约的。
So according to the light of the New Testament, the law includes the entire Old Testament.
那是广义的说法。
It is a general usage.
保罗说，神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
Paul says the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, and the law and the prophets bear witness to it.
律法只能够叫人知罪。
The law can only reveal sin to us.
他就引用了亚伯拉罕跟大卫的话。
And he quoted from Abraham and David.
他也引用了先知哈巴谷的话。
And he also quoted from the prophet Habakkuk.
来证明这个称义的道理是已经老早在旧约中已经有了。
To prove that the truth of justification existed in the Old Testament.
这是第三章到第五章里面所讲的。
And this is what brought out from chapter 3 to chapter 5.
现在我们进一步的讲到称义怎么样的得到。
And now we want to go one step forward. How can we obtain this justification?
那是三章二十三节到二十四节会告诉我们的。
Chapter 3 verses 23 and 24.
大家一同读二十四节，二十三节到二十四节。
Shall we read together?因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就蒙了称义。
好，在这里讲到我们称义是神的恩典。
Here it says, first of all, justification is the grace of God.
我们所以能够称义，也是因为主耶稣基督的救赎。
We can be justified because of the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的称义是凭着信是白白的，那是说。是完全是恩典。
Our justification comes by faith, and we receive it freely.
不是我们要有靠什么行为来得到称义。
Not that we can be justified by any of our work.
那神为什么能够把这个罪人称义呢
？But how is it that God can proclaim a sinner righteous?
就是耶稣基督的救赎。
Because of the salvation of Jesus.
他所流的血。
And the blood that he shed.
啊，赦免我们的罪。
Forgives of our sin.
并且让。神能够把他的义加到我们的身上
and allow God to put his righteousness upon us
那是我们接受主的称义的恩典不是靠行为
and so we receive justification as a grace not by our act
也不是靠做什么什么意思或者条文
It's not according to any rituals or any rules.
也不是靠着说我们跟亚伯拉罕有什么关系。
Not that we have any relationship with Abraham.
那都是应着神的恩典白白的称义。
But it's through the grace of God.
那么我们说信，我们的称义是凭着信来得到的。
And so it is by faith that we are justified.
但是我们不要以为把这个信认为说那信很容易啊，我信了，你信不信？我信。
But don't think that, oh, this is very easy. I just say, I believe.
从前宋尚杰博士在布道的时候,
when John Shung preached,
他就很欢喜人家举手。
He liked for people who made a decision by raising their hand.
据说有一次他在一个地方讲道，都是很多老太太。
Once he was preaching in a place, and there were many old women.
老太太跟老伯伯。
There were many older people.
那么他对他们讲了一大堆，他们。 他们不知道懂不懂。
He preached to them, but they didn't really know whether they understood.
他就问他们说，好了，你们信耶稣没有信耶稣？
And then he asked, have you believed in Jesus?
我信耶稣。
And they all raised their hand.
信耶稣举手。
Raised their hand, and all raised their hand.
再问他说，那么这样你们会不会在下地狱？会不会下地狱？会下地狱的举手。
And then he asked again, would you go to hell then? If those who would go to hell, raise your hand.
那些时候又举起来了。
They all raised their hand.
那原因是什么呢？
What is the reason?
就是他们的信只是一个接受的信，接受一个事实的信。
Their faith is just accepting a fact.
并不是一个真实的那种得救称义的信。
But it's not the true faith whereby one is justified.
好，我们看这个得救称义的信是什么。
But what is the faith whereby one is justified?
第4章17节到18节。
Chapter 4.
17节一节就好。
Verse 17.
我问大家一同读。 好，第23节到25节。
Verse 23 to 25。
请一同念。 看见了吗？那个耶稣的为我们被交给人，跟为我们复活，是跟我们的赎罪跟称义有关系。
Do you see that the Lord Jesus being put to death and also raised from the dead is related to our forgiveness and justification?
是的，我们相信信耶稣的人有永生。
We say those who believe in Jesus have eternal life.
但是罗马第10章那边说，你口里承认，耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死人中间复活。
But Romans chapter 10 tells us that you confess him with your lips and believe it in your heart that God has raised him from the dead.
是的，称义是凭着信得到的。
Yes, to be justified is by faith.
得救重生都是凭着信得到的。
To be saved and to be born again is by faith.
我们在得救的时候就重生，我们在重生的时候就称义。
When we are saved, we are born again. When we are born again, we are justified.
你说哪一个先？
You say which comes first?
我说到有一天你到主那边去才知道的。
I think one day when you see the Lord, then you know.
照我们看是同时都得到的福气。
According to what we see, is something that we received all at once.
我们称义是凭着信，但是这个信是一种信神是无中可以成变成有的。
We are justified by faith, but this faith is that we believed in a God.
信神能够叫死人复活的。
He is a God who can raise the dead from to life.
就是亚伯拉罕在100岁的时候才得到以撒。
Abraham received Isaac when he was 100 years old.
他本来是没有小孩子的。
He didn't have any son.
那撒拉90岁才生以撒。
And Sarah gave birth to Isaac when she was 90。那是没有可能的，没有啊，变成有的。 It is impossible, and yet God called into existence the things that do not exist. And Abraham has such faith.
神带亚伯拉罕出去，好像带一个小孩子一样。
God led Abraham out as leading a child.
神对他说，我要给你的后裔像天上的星那么多。
God told him, I'll give you descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.
那亚伯拉罕信了。
And Abraham believed.
他说哪里的话你不要跟我讲笑。如果他这样说，
If he should have said, oh, don't joke with me.
我的妻子九十岁了还能够生小孩子。
My wife is already 90. How can she bear any children?
那么讲了一大堆。
And if he said a big deal,
表示他不信。
That will represent that he did not believe.
神告诉他说你的儿女要像他这样。
But then God told him, your descendants will be numerous.
信这个天上的星那么多。
Great as the numbers in the stars. And he believed.
那起初说可能就是那个以实玛利，后来神说不是，我要给你的小孩子像这样，你的后裔像天上的星一样多。
At first he thought that it was Ishmael, then he realized no.
这是他所信的神是死无变为有的神。
So the God whom he believed in is the one who can call into existence the things that do not exist.
到以后他奉献以撒的时候，
Later on when he dedicated Isaac,
在希伯来书是一章说他仿佛从死人中得回他的儿子。
Hebrews 11 tells us that he, as if he received his God back from among the dead.
我们又看见这个得救的信是一种活的信心。
And so we see the faith of salvation is a living faith.
你说简单很简单，你说奇妙很奇妙，你说复杂都很复杂。
And you think of simple, yes it is, or it's a marvelous, well it is too. But then when you say complicated, maybe it is.
而这个信心不是我们自己的。
But this faith does not come from.
是在我们听福音的时候。
But it comes when we listen to the gospel.
我们就放下我们那个敌对神的态度。
When we put down our attitude that is against God.
圣灵就开始工作了。
And then the Holy Spirit works in us.
啊，那么神的话越讲越有力量的领导我们。
And the word of God becomes so powerful toward us.
啊，我们就顺服下来，我们就接受了。
And we become obedient and we receive it.
那信心就在我们那边开始了。
And then faith starts in us.
从我们的懊悔、后悔、懊悔自己的罪。
Starting with as we repenting our sins.
承认我们自己的罪。
Admitting our sins.
求告主的名。
And cried out for the name of the Lord.
信心就在里面产生出来，是圣灵的工作，不是人的工作。
And faith is established in us. It is through the work of the Holy Spirit, not by man.
我们不能够用我们的口才来说服一个人接受主。
We cannot convince us to accept the Lord Jesus through our eloquence.
啊，如果是这样，那一个人有一天呢，你会发现他不是真实信主的。
If that was the case, one day you will discover he is not a true believer.
我们也不是用争辩来引他得救的。
We are not going to lead him by argument either.
必须由神的话和圣灵来帮助他的经历。
It must be the word of God and the helping of the Holy Spirit.
那好，当我们听见福音，我们接受主，神就给我们这样的信心。
And so when we listen to the gospel and as we received it, God gave us.
我们信主耶稣为我的罪死。
We believe that the Lord Jesus died for me, for my sin.
并且这位主耶稣，神叫他复活了。
And this Jesus, God raised him from the dead.
那这是第一步了。
That's the first step.
第二步。
Secondly,
我们这个得救的信心啊，在日常生活中间呢，会信靠我们的神能够使无变有，使死人复活。
The faith of our salvation will work in our everyday life to trust in a God that who can call into existence that which does not exist.
所以每天的生活中间，你要这样体验，你要这样信靠神。
In your everyday life, you will experience this and you will trust Him in this matter.
那是从那得救的信心引出来的。
And so that's the faith that comes from the faith of salvation.
早上我们讲到本于信以至于信。
This morning we talk about through faith and to faith.
啊
，from faith.
啊，那个英文有几个翻译
？There are several translations in the English.
The RSV is also through faith for faith.
Yes, in the Revised Standard Version, it says through faith for faith.
但是现在最好的翻译就是 from faith to faith.
That's a newer translation, the New American Standard, from faith to faith.
好，那么我们就要从这个初步的信心进步了，还是进步。
And so we would progress from this first step of faith.
这个进步或者是进步不算是加上的。
It is not that we add something to it.
啊。那是进步，就好像生命这样长进，好像小孩子一直长大这样。
It is just like a child's life grows.
我们就要运用得救的信心，在进一步在生活上对神有信心。
We apply this faith of salvation and then trust our God in our everyday life.
那么再进一步，我们想像保罗说，受主所受的死。那么再进一步，我们想像保罗说，受主所受的死，体验他的复活的大能。
And then in one step further, we will be like Paul said, I take part in his death and experience his great power.
这是很重要的。
This is most important.
到有一天你真的经验到基督复活的大能啊，你的信心是非常坚固的了。
And one day you would experience the great power of the resurrection of the Lord, then your faith will be very strong.
所以真实的信心，真实的信仰，是可以拿我们的身家和财产来担保宇宙中间有一位真活的神。
And so the true faith, we can use it all we have to guarantee that there is a true and living God in the universe.
在中国大陆有不少传道人的儿子。
In China, in mainland China, there are many children of preachers, the servants of the Lord.
他们埋怨说这是爸爸误我们。
They complain that their father have
弄到我们身份不好啊，永远不能够翻身。
And because of their fathers, that we have such a wrong position, we can never turn it around.
爸爸，你真错！你如果不做传道人了，我们今天翻身了，我们可以读大学了。
Oh, father, you're really wrong. If you had not been a preacher, we can go into the university today.
啊，这是一个很可怜的事情。
This is a pitiful thing.
这下一代为着他们自己的益处，他们否认他们上一代的错，的道路。
The second generation, on account of themselves, they refuse the way of their fathers.
但是我发现很多的基督徒在国内，他们真是体验到基督复活的大能。
But I also discovered there are many Christians in mainland China. They truly experience the power of resurrection.
有很多很多这样宝贵的见证。
There are many precious testimonies.
我举一个例。
Let me give you an example.
那是我们的一个从大陆来的同学啊，一位是讲出来的。
And this comes from a friend who came from mainland China.
说在一个医院里面呢，有一个神经错乱的人。
So in the hospital, there was a mental patient.
啊，这个神经错乱的人啊，非常有力量。
And he was very strong physically.
闹过不休，弄到整个医院都不安宁。
And he himself would disturb the entire hospital.
医生没有办法。
The doctors could not deal with him.
后来他们就叫医院里面的一个工作人员。
And then they sent for a worker in the hospital.
可能他是医生，如果没有记错。
If I remember correctly, he too was a physician.
不过因为他是基督徒，所以已经被管制了。
But he was also a Christian, so he was under control.
没有办法了。
He had no way.
啊，但是现在他们没有办法，他们说好了，你来试试看。
But then when they were have no way to help this patient, they asked for help from.
他们弄到没有办法，他们只好要求这个基督徒医生来。
So when they are in no way, they asked this Christian physician.
这个基督徒医生来了。
And he came.
他就祷告。
And he prayed.
他仰望着。
He looked toward God.
这个病人安静下来。
And the patient quiet down.
我想那个不是一个神经病的。如果神经病，医生有办法。
I trust that this is not a mental case. Otherwise, the doctor will have a way.
被鬼附的。
I think he was possessed by a demon.
他基督复活的大能就在这件事情上管制那个鬼，鬼没有办法。
And so the power of the resurrected Lord controlled the demons, and he could have no way.
啊，我们有个同学，他就到海南岛去工作，也是这样的。
We have another schoolmate. He worked in the island Highland.
那是刚刚共产党到那边去的。
When communists first came to there.
那么所有的那些本地的土人啊，都给这个鬼弄得非常苦。
And all of the natives were really greatly troubled by the demons.
啊，连这个干部啊，这个共产党干部都给鬼这个闹得非常不安宁。
Even the communist officials themselves were being disturbed.
那这位弟兄到那边去传福音。
And this brother went over there to preach the gospel.
讲到耶稣的死和复活。
And he preached the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
他祷告，他赶鬼。
And he prayed, he cast out the demons.
很多鬼离开了。
And many demons left.
所以没有办法了，他们想他能够赶鬼，就让他在这里。
So they say if he can.Cast out demons, they allowed him to stay.
为什么他能赶鬼？他要复活，基督今天还活着，他能够赶鬼。
Why he could do such a thing? Because Christ is still living.
因为以后当地的土人的教会就成立起来。
And then later on, there was establishment of a native church.
这位弟兄又回到中国的本土了。
And then his brother returned to China.
第二次又去了。
And went for a second time.
那个土人的教会就兴旺了。
And the church was greatly established.
我们一看见这位弟兄来啊，杀猪杀羊，大开筵席，大摆筵席的请他。
When they saw this brother, they made a great feast for him.
啊，但是后来这位弟兄没有消息了。
But then later, words were lost concerning this brother.
这位弟兄把自己奉献。
He dedicated himself.
神要他到海南岛去传福音。
God sent him to Highland.
他很多挣扎。
There was great struggle in him.
到后来他说主啊。
But then finally he said,
我把23岁到33岁这一个生年中间我奉献给你，到海南岛去是可以的。
I dedicated to you 10 years from 23 to 23.
我的婚姻问题都放下。
I forgot even the matter of my marriage.
那我这样奉献给你。
And I offer myself to you.
后来他发现说这样还不够。
And then he discovered that was
not enough. 他就说好了，我把我自己的生命献给你。
Then he said, I'm going to offer you my life.
如果你要拿我的命，我都给你。
If you want my life, I will give it to you.
是的，主真是知道他的心。
And the Lord knew his heart.
他也知道主的心。
And he knew the heart of the Lord.
这个人现在还在世界没有，我不敢说。
I dare not say whether he's still living.
我从一本书里面是行过了死荫幽谷里面说他在监牢里面那个时候。
But by a book written by Wang Guoxian, I understand that he was in the prison.
就是那个陈恩宏弟兄
Brother Chen
是福建人
He's from Fukin.
那现在他如何我们不知道
We do not know how he is now.
那这些人呢、都是在那里经历到基督有复活的大能
And to these people, they clearly experienced the wonderful power of the resurrection Lord.
所以我们的得救的信心是一点点的，但是他能够一直在生长，长到有一个很强大的信心。
And so even though our faith of salvation is but a little bit, but it can grow and grow to a great faith.
起初是我们信主得救了。
At first, we believed in the Lord and we are saved.
以后我们的生活中间呢，真是靠他，因为他是真活的神，死无边有时使人复活的神。
And then throughout our life, we depend on him because he is the true and living God, the one who can call for things that do not exist.
到我们后来，我们受耶稣所受的那种死，不一定要被钉十字架。
And later on, we experience the death of Jesus Christ, not necessary to be
chosen. 主所放下的，我也放下。
But what the Lord had laid down, I too can.
我放下自己的权利。
I can lay down all my privileges.
我放下自己的享受。
All my enjoyment.
我接受神的意思。
I received his will.
这就是跟受耶稣所受一样的死。
And this is to experience, to take part in.
你就能够体验到基督复活的大能。
And then you can experience the great power of the resurrected Lord.
我们所讲的信，不救的信跟称义的信是这种信。
And so the faith that we mentioned, the faith of salvation, the faith of justification, is this type of faith.
起初是单纯的，是应制的，但是后来是长进的。
In the beginning is a simple faith, and then it grows.
那是在罗马第四章末了一段所讲的。
And this comes from the last passage in Romans chapter 4.
最后我们讲到称义的福气。
Finally, we want to mention the blessing of justification.
在第四章里面。
In chapter 4.
他说这十六节。
Verse 16.
人动于后词是本乎信，因此是受恩叫应许定然归给一切后裔。不但归给那疏忽律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的了。
That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, for he is the father of us all.
十三节说，因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必得承受世界，不是因为律法，乃是因信而得的义。
And verse 13, the promise to Abraham and his descendants that they should inherit the world.Did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
圣经就讲到称义，就特别提到它是跟这个亚伯拉罕的应许有关系的。
When the scripture talks about justification, especially mentioned that it's related to Abraham.
这是神给保罗的启示。
This is a revelation that God showed Paul.
他就发现了外邦人为什么能够蒙恩。
He discovered why is the Gentiles can also be blessed.
为什么教会能够在基督里面蒙恩？
Why is the church can be blessed in the Lord Jesus?
犹太人跟外邦人怎么能够合在一起？
How is it the Jews and the Gentiles can be united?
就是凭着这个称义的信。
And it is through the faith of justification.
亚伯拉罕是这种信心来得到神称义的。
Abraham has such a faith, and he was justified by God.
就是我们凭着这样信心来称义，我们就可以同为后嗣，同蒙应许。
Likewise, by the same faith, we can be justified and can also be descendants.
那在这个创世纪十二章，神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And so the promise God gave to Abraham in Genesis 12.
十五章的应许。
And then in chapter 15,
22章的应许,
the promise given in chapter 22,
我们都有份了,
and all we have a part in it.
那是说从哪里有份呢?
So, well, how?
我们有称义的地位。
Because we have been justified.
啊，所谓承受世界，不是只做迦南地。
To inherit the world is not referred to just the land Canaan.
有一个更好的意思，说我们要获读圣经是亚伯拉罕啊，在出离开加勒德加勒底的乌尔的时候，离他本家的时候。
There is a clearer, deeper meaning when Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans.
那他起初还不知道往哪里去。
He didn't know where to go.
神一步一步的带他到迦南地，说我要把这块地。赐给你。
And God led him step by step and then to Canaan and said, I'm going to give you this land.
但是希伯来书是一章说亚伯拉罕还等一个更美的家乡。
But then Hebrews chapter 11 tells us Abraham was waiting for a better home.
A better 那是意思说他从他的本家出来往迦南地区。
In other words, he came out from his homeland walking toward a Canaan.
到迦南地的时候他又看见有一个比迦南地更好的更美的家乡。
But once he reached Canaan, he saw an even better city.
这是彼得前书彼得前书所讲的那个永不朽坏存在天上的永不衰残的基业。
And this is what Peter mentions in his letter. This is the incorruptible eternal inheritance on heaven. In heaven.
如果你没有得称义啊。
If you have not been justified,
你在这个夫妻上没有份,
then you have no part in this blessing.
使徒保罗就用法律方面的说法来解释我们成为神的儿女所得到夫妻是多大。
And Paul, using the terminology of the law, explained to us what is the great blessing that we have as children of God.
我们在基督里,
in Jesus Christ,
我们就跟犹太人一同所有信主的犹太人一同成为亚伯拉罕的子孙
and we became descendants of Abraham together with the Jews
同为亚伯拉罕的后嗣
we became the its inheritance
同蒙应许
we received the same promise
可以承受那天上永远的基业
and to inherit the eternal inheritance in heaven
哦，所以说这个诚意是很重要的
and so justification is very important
等于你得到一个公民的身份
It is like receiving a citizenship.
在香港，你如果没有身份证，你不要想找到工作做。
In Hong Kong, if you have no identification, you don't think that you can find a job.
一个年轻的人呢，要是申请身份证呢，那个身份证的那个办公处不肯给他。
If a young man applying for it and the office will not give it to him.
一个年轻的女孩子。
A young girl.
哭，在那里大哭。
And she was crying there.
有个职员告诉她不必哭了，你慢慢做啊。他不能够体会他的心。
An official tell her, "Don't worry, just take a step."
因为他拿不到身份证，他没有办法找工作做了。
But she realized that without such a permit, she cannot find a job.
如果我们没有拿到美国的国籍，我们不能够享受美国公民的权利。
And if we do not have a citizenship of the United States, we cannot enjoy all the privileges of U.S. citizens.
虽然你可以付一点税，你可以得到一些福利，但是你不能够完全享用。
Even though you can pay the tax and you can enjoy some welfare, some privileges, but not all of it.
称义对基督徒就是在神国中有个公民的身份。
And so justification to a Christian is to have a citizenship in the kingdom of God.
有一个合法的地位。
And that's a lawful position.
可以跟神，可以享用神家中一切的福气。
That he can enjoy all the blessings in the house of God.
我希望现在有一刻钟，我给你们五分钟发问题。如果有问题，我就答下去；如果没有问题，我们用一点时间来感谢跟祷告。
Now we have 15 more minutes. I would like to give you 5 minutes to ask questions if you have them.
我关于称义的，其他的不要问了。
Only concerning justification.
我所讲的你们有什么难题请你们提出来
If you have problems understanding what we just mentioned you can bring it up, bring it up.
如果有问题就请举手
Could you raise your hand if you have a question, please?
好称义的定义他这个弟兄要我讲一讲
义的定义，
义哦，义的定义就是神对我们所要求的，义就是神自己的本性。
The question is the definition for righteousness. And the answer is righteousness refers to the nature of God Himself.
圣经所讲的义不是我们中国孔孟所讲的义。
The righteousness mentioned in the scripture is different from what the Confucians would teach.
比方说义是什么？义就是合以行合以的事，但是在是神眼中看为合以的，不是人眼中看为合以。
In Chinese, it says righteousness is to do those that are right.But what is right in the eyes of man is not necessarily right in the eyes of God.
那么基督教的伦理观念就是讲到这个圣经中的义。
So according to the morality of Christians, we're talking about righteousness mentioned in Scripture.
神的那种义。
And that is the righteousness of God.
我们亏缺神的荣耀，因为我们不像神。
We fall short of His glory because we are not like Him.
神要求我们了，我们达不到。
He demands us of a certain standard, and yet we cannot reach it.
在第八章说我们肉体软弱对不起
In chapter 8 it says that we are weak in our flesh
所以律法上的要求我们不做不到
And so we cannot accomplish what is demanded of the law
因此耶稣基督来为我们在肉体中定了罪案
And so the Lord Jesus came for our sake he was condemned in the flesh
所以我们基督徒应该对这个伦理观念应该是圣经的伦理观念不是自己的
So the Christian morals are to be according to the biblical sense.
我们个人需要尊重圣经的规定。
Personally, we need to follow the words of the scripture.
我们要注意圣经怎么样讲基督神所看为义的。
We ought to pay attention to how the scripture think about it, consider righteous in the eyes of God.
我们在教会工作上都要应该有基督徒的伦理观念才对。
And likewise, in the service of the church.
那是神的义。
This is the righteousness.
那教会跟教会中间不彼此尊重啊，不彼此啊尊敬啊，都是违背了这个义。
If there is no mutual respect between churches, nothing then we have sinned against the righteousness of God.
所以很多时候很多人做教会工作不照圣经原则的。
Many a time they serve the church and yet they do not serve according to the principles, according to the biblical principles.
如果你做一场的。
They will just do go their own way.
医生有医德，传道人有传道的德，那么基督徒有基督徒德。
You know, as a physician, there's a virtue of physicians, and likewise a virtue of a preacher and a virtue of Christians.
这个德就是圣经所讲的神的义。
And this is the righteousness of God.
现在我们不能够靠自己有神的义。
Not depending on our own, we can have the righteousness of God.
我们是。一信主，神就把他的义加在我们的身上。
But once we believed in the Lord, God put upon us His righteousness.
从信一直到信。
So we say from faith to faith.
那是起初是得救的信。
In the beginning was the faith for salvation.
那是称义。
We are justified.
当我们见主面的时候。
When we shall see our Lord.
那种信心是一种诚意成为义的信心
It was the justification being accomplished
所以这个信心是一生的功课
And so the faith is a lesson throughout our life
那个圣洁成圣也是一生的功课
And likewise sanctification is also the lesson that we have throughout our life
还没有问题吗好
刚才
带
一
下
这个罗马书四章二十一节罗马书四章二十一节那英文说 We were put to death for our trespasses and raised for our justification 定死是我们的过犯但是复活是我们的那个
对
你看你要过这个 emphasis 为什么那个复活也是 part of 这个 plan 它的我们 expand 一下这是第二版讲到这个 raised for our justification
复活是为我们称义就是说借着他的复活我们可以得到称义
It says that Jesus was raised for our justification, meaning that through His resurrection, we can be justified.
我们就比方说，我们信主就是我们与他同死和与他同活，同复活。
For example, as we believed in the Lord, we died with Him, we raised from the death.
与他同死，我们信主的死成为我们的死。
We died with Him. We trust that His death becomes our death.
那这样我们就陷罪死了。
And so we died to sin.
那么他复活，我们跟他一同复活。
And as he rose from the death, we rose from the death too.
那么那个复活就是让我们有个新生的样式。
And the resurrection comes that we may have a new life.
所以不但是一个称义的地位，还要有你有那个与蒙召的恩相称的生活。
So not that only we have a position of being justified, but we have a life, an everyday life that is according to the grace that we have received.
那不是说靠自己去争出来的。
But this is not what we accomplished.
如果你有足够的信心，你一定会产生良好的行为。
If you have sufficient faith, then you will bring about good acts.
那你说他信，你信了，那为什么你没有一个配合这个信心的行为出来呢？
Many say he believed. If he believed, how is it that we cannot see it in outward action?
这是一个问题。我发现有的美国的华人教会啊，随便叫人接受人来加入教会。
This is something I discovered in many American Chinese churches that we would just invite those to enter the church.
就问他信不信，他当然信了。
And you ask, do you believe? And say, yes, I believe.
啊，但是他没有信啊。
But he really hasn't believed.
你必须有一个时间观察他的信有没有改变他的人生。
You have to observe it for a time whether his faith has changed his life.
因为我们所说的信是活的信，不是死的信。
Because the faith mentioned here is a living faith.
如果你是有活的信呢、啊，你能够罪信跟主同时，你又有新的生命出来。
If you have a living faith, then you know that you die to sin and you can live together with the Lord.
所以耶稣基督为着复活，为着我们称义，就是他不但为我们死，他也为我们复活到神面前。
And so Jesus was raised for our justification.
啊，他就带着他的血到上面为我们赎罪。
He brought his blood together to the heavenly Father to pay our debt.
好像大祭司一年一次的带着赎罪的血进到至圣所里面去一样。
Just like the great high priest, once a year, bringing the blood of the animal enter into the holiest place.
啊，这里就是讲到他的复活是跟我们称义有关系的。
And so here refers that his resurrection is related to our justification.
啊，他的死是跟我们的罪的赦免或者过犯有关系的。
And his death is related to our trespasses and his forgiveness.
好，我觉得这个问题很好，因为我漏了，没有好好讲。
I think this is a very good question.
还有吗？
Anything else?
有一个问题啊，有些人啊，接受耶稣，那他就是称义了。OK，就是那个罗马书里刚才讲的，心里相信，口里承认。但有些人实在是有很大的改变。有些人完全没有改变，所以能不能说那个完全没有改变，他实在还没有称义，还没有得救？
The question is, there are some who receive the Lord Jesus.Believed in their heart and confessed over their lips. To some, they may have a great change in their life, but there are others who do not see any change at all. Is he really saved?
我常常看见的情形就是，教会家庭的子弟啊，改变不多。
I think what we normally observe is those who come from a Christian family have little change in their life.
如果他不是从教会家庭出生的，那个他一信主啊，是改变很大。
And on the other hand, those who do not come from Christian family, they usually have a very drastic change.
我们的从小就从教会家庭出来的，我们就不会像张教授呢信主的时候那样的明显的改变。
And those of us who grew up in the Christian family will not have a very evident change like a professor.
所以他羡慕我说你们从小就这样了，他到52岁才信主。
And so he admired us and said, "Oh, you grew up like that, and I only believed in the Lord at 52."
我倒羡慕他有这么奇妙的改变。
But then I would admire there was such a wonderful change that it takes place in his life.
所以有的人呢不很明显，但总是会可以看得出他。正式的接受主之后有改变。
Even though it may not be very vivid, but actually you can see if you see clearly.
有的时候看不见了，你跟他谈话，你可以发现他改了。
Sometimes maybe you cannot see, but once you talk with him, you discover that he has changed.
他对于神的观念改了。
He has changed his concept of God.
他对于人生观改了。
Or his concept of man.
他对于世界改了。
And his understanding of the world.
所以说你要知道一个人得救啊，我们不能够随便去评断这个人得救，这个人还没有得救。
We cannot just judge whether one is saved or the other is not.
但是我们根据圣经的原则可以知道一些。
And yet, according to the biblical principle, we can know something.
那个当事人本身他会知道了。
I think the person involved himself ought to know.
得救没有得救，他会知道了。
He ought to know whether he has been saved or not.
那他怎么样知道自己得救呢？你看圣经吗？圣经怎么样讲就怎么样讲。
How can he know?He reads the scripture and he should know.
当然你看王明道先生重生的意义会帮助你，重生的经义会帮助你的。
Of course, if you read books concerning born again, it will help you.
会有一个办法，就是你能够发现在你里面有圣灵。
And another way is you will discover that within you there is the Holy Spirit.
那你里面有圣灵，就一定有圣灵工作了。
And if there is a Holy Spirit within you, then it will be the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么你会发现从前读圣经跟现在不一样。
You will discover that your understanding of the scripture is different.
从前听到的态度跟现在不一样。
And your attitude of listening to the words being preached is different.
从前对犯罪的态度跟现在不一样。
And your attitude towards sin is different.
我们应该说现在跟从前不一样了。
We should say now is different from before.
对不对？你可以发现有圣灵工作的。
So you discover the work of the Holy Spirit.
我不敢以自己的经验来当作每一个人都要这样的经验。
I dare not to use my experience to say that you ought to have such experience.
我个人对得救方面我觉得很清楚，虽然我没有像张牧师这样的改变。
Personally, I'm very clear about my salvation, even though I did not change drastically as Professor Zhang.
所以我们慢慢看，跟他们谈谈会知道的。
Then if you observe clearly and then speak to them, you will find out.
但千万不要下太极端的断语，说他没有得救，或是他已经得救。
So just do not make a rash determination whether he is saved or he is not.
好了，现在应该是祷告的时间。
天父，感谢你给我们预备这样好的聚会，使我们来凭生命之道。我们的主，我们感谢你。因为我们在世代苹果国寒当中的时候，你使我们在不同的时间地点听到福音，福音是你的大能，你有光照我们，